Now for our story. It was several days since Dr. Martin Larrabee, the psychiatrist in residence at the Huntsville Sanitarium, had interviewed his newest patient, Kit Calvert. The young woman's condition had been disturbed lately. She was unresponsive and melancholy. The doctor had felt it wiser to let her rest for a while. But this morning, Miss Calvert was reported to be much improved. Encouraged, Dr. Larrabee had arranged to have her brought in at 3 o'clock. He'd watched her closely as she came into the room. She walked slowly, and when she sat down in the easy chair facing him, she leaned her head wearily against the cushion. Evidently, she was tired and somewhat weakened by her disturbance during the past few days. However, she was composed and less antagonistic than at previous interviews.
Well, Miss Calvert, how are you feeling today?
All right, I guess.
Sleep well last night?
Yes, very well.
I thought as much. You look more rested than you did yesterday.
Yesterday? I don't remember seeing you yesterday, Dr. Larrabee.
No, I didn't stay long. Just dropped in for a minute after lunch.
Oh, yes, I think I remember now.
We haven't had a real talk for several days, have we? I remember last time you were telling me a little incident in your childhood. I'd rather like to talk a little more with you about that time of your life. And that is, if you feel up to it.
It's so difficult. In a way, it frightens me, going back, trying to recall the past.
Frightens you?
Yes. Sometimes I get a nightmarish feeling. It's as if I might get caught, might have to stay back in that period when I was a child. Back when I was helpless and everything Dad said was law.
But of course, you know that's a fanciful idea, don't you, Miss Calvert? You're an adult now. You have the capacity and the intelligence to govern your own life. Nothing can take that from you.
Well, if that's the case, what am I doing here?
We're only trying to help you recover your health, your mental health. Once you do, you'll be free to move back into the world without fear.
If only I could.
You can. But you have to help me, you know.
How?
You have to do part of the work yourself. And that's why I'd like you to try and remember some more about your childhood. Even if the memories are painful. Together, we may be able to find the reasons why they are.
That wouldn't stop them from being so, just knowing why?
Better not. Let me tell you a curious thing. We don't fear that which we truly understand. See, the fear comes from not understanding.
Perhaps you're right, I don't know. Today, I'm almost willing to believe you actually can help me.
Well, that's the first step.
Maybe you're right, Doctor. About fear coming from not understanding, I don't know.
Well, then suppose we try. And don't attempt to tell me about your childhood in any particular sequence. Give it to me as it comes to you. Even the little incidents, the little details that may seem unimportant. You want to try it?
All right, I'll try. Well, there's one particular afternoon. It keeps returning to me lately. This boy was part of it.
The boy you mentioned before, the one who protected you from the other children, huh?
Yes. My friend. The only one I've ever had. I think I was almost 9. He was several years older. We were walking home from school.
And what was the matter with you at recess? You just stood and watched while we were playing tag. Why didn't you join in?
Because I had more fun watching. You're strong, aren't you? I saw you do cartwheels.
Yeah, I'm pretty strong, I guess.
Gee, I wish I could do cartwheels that way.
It's easy. I'll teach you how.
Well, I wouldn't dare. My father wouldn't like it. He'd punish me if I got my clothes dirty.
I don't believe it.
Just for a little thing like that? Don't you get punished?
Well, sure, sometimes. But not for a little thing like that.
You know something? You sound like you're afraid of your dad. I am, I guess.
That's silly. Don't he love you?
I guess so. I don't know.
You must have a funny father. My mom, she loves me and I know it.
How do you know it?
Well, we're having apple pie for supper.
You are? How does that prove your mother loves you?
Because I asked my mom to make one, and she promised.
You just ask your mother to do something and she does it? Whatever you want?
Sure.
Gee.
Well, what about your father? Doesn't he do stuff for you?
Nothing.
Ah, go on. Well, you've got your own swing and slide. You've got your own piano.
How did you know that?
Your housekeeper told Jane Palmer's mother. And Jane's mother told her.
And Jane told you. You were talking about me to Jane.
Anything wrong?
Jane doesn't like me.
She would, only you don't give her a chance. That's the trouble. You don't let people like you.
I'm afraid.
Nuts, that's a lot of horseradish, being afraid all the time. What else for the love of Mike?
You know, the kids, they tease me.
So what? They tease me, too. Look at today. Everybody yelling about how you're my girl.
Didn't you mind?
Nah, I should worry what those kids think.
You're brave.
Look, kid, my mom's a pretty smart woman. She, well, she's smart, that's all. And you know what my mom says?
What?
She says, you get back from people what you give them. Like this. If you're square with them, then they'll be on the square with you.
That's not what my father says.
No? Well, what's his idea?
He says you have to look out for yourself, or people will take advantage of you.
That's a lot of hooey. What's the matter with him? Doesn't he like people? Why, that's crazy.
Is it really?
Sure it is.
Well, but I've got to do things the way he says.
I feel sorry for you, Kit Calvert. I'm sure glad I've got my mom instead of your dad. Oh, well, you'll be okay when you grow up.
You'll be at my house.
Yeah. Well, see you tomorrow.
No, wait. Don't go yet. Why don't you come in? I'll show you my piano.
Nah, I better not. Your dad might not like it.
Please. It's all right. Honest. Besides, my dad isn't home.
Well, okay.
Come on, we'll go through the garden.
Hey, this is some place. Look at all the fancy chairs and stuff. Why, our whole house would fit into this one room.
Really? Your house must be terribly small.
Not very big. But I like it.
You do?
Yeah. I like it better than this one.
I think I'd like your house. And your mother?
Sure you would.
I don't like this house either. Sometimes I cry because I wish so hard I wouldn't be here. I even want to run away sometimes.
Ah, that'd be crazy. They'd just find you and bring you back. Say, Kit, why don't you come over to our place sometime? We could have a lot of fun. We could...
Shh. My father.
So what? He won't bite, will he?
I don't know what he'll do.
Well, Kit, I see you have company.
Hello. Daddy, this is...
Yes, yes. I know this boy.
Hello, Mr. Calvert.
Kit, you'd better ask your guest to leave. I want to talk to you.
I'm sorry. It's okay, Kit. See you tomorrow.
Now, Kit, why did you disobey me? I told you to have nothing to do with that boy.
But I like him. I don't care. I do.
That boy is not to come here ever again. Do you understand me?
But he's nice. I like him.
I want your promise that you'll have nothing further to do with that boy.
I won't promise. I won't. I won't. I hate you. I hate you.
That's all I remember.
Think, Miss Calvert. Try to remember where the boy lived, who his people were.
Oh, I can't. I've tried. But my mind just blots out.
He buried it, the childish hurt. Your conscious mind has tried to forget, but it's there in your unconscious. You see, you wanted to forget it, push it back. That's why you've forgotten the boy's name.
It's just a blank. Oh, I'd give anything if I could only remember.
Well, at any rate, we're getting close to the truth now. Perhaps soon the name of this boy will come back to you. You remember, Miss Calvert. Then we'll be nearer to a solution.
But you may be mistaken, Dr. Larrabee. If Kit were to learn the identity of the boy she remembers from her childhood, her conflict might be deepened rather than lessened. For the same obstacles to their friendship are present now as in the past. Obstacles just as difficult to overcome.